Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the first Sunday in Advent. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA of the SMA Media Center in Dola, welcoming you to this program. What is Advent, you might ask? Well, it's a word in Latin which means coming. Of course, Advent leads up to the commemoration of the birth of the Savior as a child at Bethlehem. Our whole life is in expectation of the coming of the Lord to our lives. It also implies the invitation to the Lord to come into our hearts and take us over, to let us grow into other Christs. It is a four-week preparation for the birth. It doesn't mean that Jesus comes again and again in a birth at Bethlehem. No, Christmas is a remembering of that event, and in a liturgical way, we are reacting to the circumstances of his birth. But the build-up to it is a beautiful retreat time whereby we prepare for the coming. But this year, with the COVID situation, parents may keep it simple but spiritual, hopefully. The real meaning of Christmas should not be lost. Teach your children not to whinge and cry over not getting the latest toy or game, and cast a thought for the children of the world who won't have enough food to eat or shelter or a chance to go to school. Make this Christmas a very different but concerned one for the greater population who are struggling. Remember the poverty of Bethlehem. Broaden their minds to the struggle to keep the earth free of destruction, overheating, and extreme weather, and to pray for the end to the coronavirus. Advent is a time of waiting and expectation. Pope Francis said on Sunday, but this season is also requires a journey of conversion. Conversion means changing your attitude. Francis explains, and I quote, it leads to humbly recognizing our mistakes, our infidelities, and faults. The Pope focused on the invitation of St. John the Baptist, who proclaimed a baptism of repentance as a voice of one crying out in the desert and saying, prepare the way of the Lord and make straight his path. Even today, the disciples of Jesus are called to be his humble but courageous witnesses, to rekindle hope. End of quote. The Pope has said this to encourage us to have the real meaning of Christmas, meaning repentance and preparing in this way our hearts that they may be holy and wholesome. One necessary step is making concrete gestures of reconciliation with our brothers and sisters, asking for forgiveness of our faults, he explained. The Lord helps us in this if we have a good will to do so. Mary, the Virgin, will help us to prepare the way of the Lord day by day, beginning with ourselves. Francis prayed from the website Crux, taking the Catholic pulse. Courtney Grogan on the 9th of December 2018, Catholic News Agency, in other words. The lessons of the Bible, which are prepared by the Church, are a means whereby we can prepare the way for the Lord. It is penitential and enriching us with the wonder of the coming of the Lord. We go through the carefully planned readings and pass through with their guidance and see how necessary it is to prepare a way for the Lord. In the teaching today, we see many references to staying awake and be on our guard because we do not know the day or the hour when the Lord comes. This is particularly in the Gospel reading from Matthew chapter 24. It is very easy to ignore the beauty of the Advent season and look forward to the great festivities of Christmas. But waiting patiently, reconciling with others, preparing for confession, listening to God's word from the carefully selected readings for Advent is a joy, if humbling, experience. We must make a special effort this time to prepare ourselves. All of us on earth are waiting for the end to the coronavirus. We don't know the future, but when we are in the Lord, all waiting can be an occasion to improve our faith in the loving, personal God that Jesus came to reveal to us. It really brings peace and happiness to our lives because we know God will help us through all the challenges of our lives. There are things that I'm going to give you now that I suggest we may do in this Advent. Family prayer. Please keep up the family prayer together. If you have dropped this, renew it again for the Advent season. The family who prays together stays together. We could fast from something like food or TV or Facebook or anything that we know we can do without, and we are happy to make that sacrifice. Fill our lives with beautiful stories of the saints, our good, wholesome TV, radio, and DVD, and clips from the internet, which are encouraging and enriching. Play sacred music in your home. Have that atmosphere of holiness, especially with the children all together. Religious music and songs, for a little while, maybe every day, can be played. Make sure you attend Mass, especially on Sunday, and if possible, weekdays as well. The readings are powerful and will offer you so much wisdom and consolation and direction. Make special efforts to be reconciled with all people. Start in your home. Be reconciled to everyone. Charity begins at home. Remember your neighbors during this time of COVID-19. We become especially aware of those in isolation, especially those who live alone. We pray for them, we phone them regularly, we help them in shopping and whatever that is within the limits of the restrictions required. During the coronavirus time, we redirect our lives in obeying the rules that say we wear a mask, we social distance, and we sanitize our hands. Avoid toxic words and gossip. It is against all Christian living. Encourage your children to be courteous and thankful to God and offer thanks to people who are kind to them. Refrain from rage on the road especially, and workplace, and especially at home. Be quick to say sorry. Remember our departed ones, those who have left us lately, or indeed those who have died because of the coronavirus. We pray for them that they may rest in peace. Remember to pray for refugees all over the world, those who are looking for a place to live. Keep the earth clean and use less plastic bags and bottles. Pray that governments and rulers and people with power and industry will adhere to this great cry from the earth to refrain from plastic and chemicals that are damaging to this beautiful world of ours and the animals and birds and all creatures that live within it. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all a blessed Advent time.